In the Persian Gulf state of United Arab Emirates, the discovery of oil has meant rapid change and development for the native population. 30 years ago, the country was inhabited largely by nomadic Bedouin tribes drifting from one oasis to another. Since oil revenues have expanded their national economy, many Bedouin have traded in their camel caravans for BMWs and Mercedes. Today, only a few traditional Bedouin remain. Jennifer Moore reports.
Saif bin Sultan, who thinks he's around 62 years old, is tending camels as he has done for most of his life. But instead of being amid tents and miles of desert, today he and his camels are surrounded by skyscrapers. Saif works at the Dubai Heritage Village, where he tells tourists about the life he once lived as a nomadic Bedouin.
We were all living together. All the children, grandparents, and relatives were under one tent. There was no money, but there was no fear. We survived by making charcoal and selling it in the city. If you needed anything, you could always ask your neighbor.
Saif is one of thousands of Bedouins on the Arabian Peninsula who have witnessed two eras in one lifetime. He grew up in the desert, without electricity or running water, enduring temperatures of up to 125 degrees. Within the last few decades, however, his country has gone from being one of the poorest in the world to having one of the highest per capita incomes. Gone are the days of haggling in the open-air markets. Today, the former nomads can shop at stores such as Chanel, Laura Ashley, and Tiffany's. Professor Fawad El-Araji, who teaches Arab history at the American University in Dubai, says the UAE's oil wealth has brought fundamental changes to all sectors of society here, including the Bedouin.
The Bedouin, those wandering around the desert, they have been offered settlements, houses, monthly salaries, healthcare, education, roads, infrastructure, and their lifestyle completely changed.
While development has allowed them to live longer and earn more money, it hasn't come without a price. The human group known for the past 5,000 years as the Bedouin is disappearing.
50 years ago, I would say 95% of the population here, the Arab population, are Bedouin, living in tents with their own camels, crossing the deserts along the trade routes, but they are not more than 100 families today living in tents in the UAE, mainly in the North Emirates. Apart from that, it is very hard to find a single tent.
Sitting around a campfire at the Heritage Village, Saif and the other Bedouin recall when the government came to them in the early 70s, offering land and residency papers.
The times changed, and so we moved. We traded one life for another. A government was established, and with it came houses, then refrigerators, then air conditioning, as well as knowledge. I myself didn't have an education, but I made sure that my children did.
Saif's co-worker, Aisha, still prefers to sweep her rug with a palm branch instead of using a vacuum. She's thankful that her children will have opportunities she never had, but fears that the Bedouin values of hospitality and dignity will end with her generation.
When I was small, I took the goats out to eat grass every morning. Then at age 12, I got married and helped make butter and yogurt, as well as bringing in wood. It was a rough life, but our hearts were clean. Where will we find youth like that anymore?
Today, instead of driving a herd of goats, she drives a four-door Kia and doesn't go anywhere without her cell phone. But although they have more than they even knew existed, the Bedouin are beginning to realize that something is missing.
Oh God, it has saddened us because now people don't know you. Your neighbor doesn't come. Your brother doesn't come. Their stomachs are full and it's everyone for himself. We have the knowledge that you stay together, no matter what. But now, no one listens to this knowledge. There's no happiness like that anymore.
Although a handful of Bedouin tribes still live the old life in the remoter parts of Saudi Arabia and Yemen, Professor Al-Araji says it's only a matter of time before the traditional Bedouin is something he's teaching as history.
It is a pity to know that maybe Bedouins will disappear from mankind in the next 50 years, like other human groups disappeared in history.
Saif chants centuries-old poetry, which is a key element of Bedouin culture. My tears leave a path in the night sand, he says, for that which is dear to me has vanished. For NPR News, Jennifer Moore, Dubai.